of Disaster. A WHAS Radio News Special. A sequential review of the April 3rd tornado destruction in Kentucky and southern Indiana. Here's Byron Crawford.
For most of us, tornadoes were only things that struck other people. That is, until April 3rd. Actually, the first disquieting thoughts to penetrate this false feeling of security occurred 2 days earlier, when on April 1st, a twister tore through the community of Campbellsburg, not far from Louisville, and within 20 seconds destroyed the downtown area.
There are piles of brick spread in all directions down here. A tin roof on the lumber yard looks like a giant has been at it with a can opener. And best way to sum it up would say that the actual business portion of town and then a section or two of a residential street have sustained severe damage.
WHAS traffic tracker Dick Gilbert, describing from 700 feet how Campbellsburg looked on April 2nd, unaware that in just 24 hours he himself would be in danger as he flew over Louisville watching a tornado rake the city's eastern section and destroy the street where he lived as a boy.
A tornado was reported near Hardinsburg and 3 miles northwest of Irvington at 3:45 this afternoon. The severe thunderstorm warning has been changed to a tornado warning for Metro Louisville and Jefferson County, including Meade, Hardin, and Bullitt counties, and the southern Indiana counties of Clark, Harrison, and Floyd. Also, Oldham County in Kentucky. All of those areas under a tornado warning until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Again, repeating, a tornado warning is in effect for Metro Louisville and Jefferson County.
At 4:02, the afternoon of April 3rd, CBS News was interrupted for the first tornado warning for metropolitan Louisville and for Brandenburg. Throughout the day, unusual weather systems had resulted in severe weather bulletins for most of the South and Midwest. Now, serious storm cells were near Louisville. The 4:02 tornado warning was repeated by Chuck Paddock at 4:08. At 4:15, WHAS News Director Glenn Baston called Chief Meteorologist John Burke at the Standiford Field Weather Station.
Since 3 this afternoon, we have a hook echo on the radar about 20 miles southwest of Louisville, moving northeast about 45 to 50 miles per hour. Now, this storm will move through Jefferson County in a northeasterly direction, and reports have indicated up to this time that this is a tornado. We've had reports from Hardinsburg. They saw it there. We saw it at Irvington. It's headed in our direction. So generally, people should take precautions for the next 20 to 30 minutes. Looks like it'll blow right through Jefferson County, Glenn. I feel now that the way it's headed, it's going to track from about 240 degrees from the southwest to the airport. I just hesitate to say any specific areas of the county, but I just feel she's going to blow right across the county. Dave Reeves just handed me another report, 6 miles west-southwest of Brandenburg, close to Midway, a tornado near U.S. Highway 60. So there again.
John, we'll let you get back to the radar screen. Thank you much.
Okay, Glenn, you're welcome.
Jeff?
Okay, Glenn Baston, chatting with the chief meteorologist, is that what we'd call him? And John Burke, and bringing us as the complete update picture on the weather situation, and of course more as it happens. Right here on WHAS. Thank you, Glenn, and it's 4:18. All right, traffic tracker Gilbert, it's a wild afternoon.
Well, we do have a pretty wild and rugged weather picture on our hands here, so be prepared for it as you're driving. The pavements are wet now throughout the driving area. I haven't made it out to the extreme northeast corner yet, but the rest of the picture has wet pavements all the way, lightning and gusty winds, and sprinkles and bursts and gusts. The southwest, I couldn't get out in the extreme southwest on Dixie Highway and out in the Pleasure Ridge Park area. The weather looked a little bit suspicious out there. So you folks out there will have to be on your own for a little bit. But the outer loop around the Kentucky Turnpike looked pretty good. And Preston is still doing a nice job. No delays over a block long at any of the lights there. Southbound on I-65, starting to slow down now at the horse barns, running a bit heavily out to the Watterson Interchange. Drive carefully, Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
A lot of people leaving their work now, getting into cars. And let me briefly review the weather situation. There are severe thunderstorm warnings for a good portion of this area, including Metro Louisville and southern Indiana. But more importantly now, we have a tornado warning, which includes all of Metro Louisville and surrounding areas. This is a warning. It will be in effect until 5 o'clock tonight, so be on the lookout, be on guard. We reviewed the rules, the suggestions for what you should do if you should spot a tornado. You might be a good idea to, you know, keep a lookout. There have been numerous sightings in and around the area of tornadoes. Not trying to alarm anyone, but we want you to be aware of the situation and know that, you know, should something happen, you can take cover. Now, we are told that tornadoes make a good deal of noise, so you'll probably hear one if you, you know, if one is around. And like I said, keep an eye out for tornadoes, at least until 5 o'clock. We'll have updates until then from the Weather Bureau and Weather Service. Righty? Okay, we'll continue with music. From WHAS and Jeff Douglas, it's 425. This is Sammy Joe and Tell Me a Lie.
Chuck Paddock, WHAS News. County police report a tornado sighted at Terry in Greenwood in the southwest section of Jefferson County. They say the tornado is moving in a path directly north. At this time, people in that area should take cover immediately. Again, Jefferson County police report a tornado sighted at Terry in Greenwood in southwest Jefferson County. People should take cover at this time. Take a portable radio with you if you can and keep posted on the weather. We might, at this point, while we have this tornado sighted in Metro Louisville, go over some of the safety rules that you can take at this point to protect yourself from any damage. In a home, move to a basement if possible. The southwest corner is probably the safest, offers the greatest protection. In a factory, move to an interior section which offers the greatest protection. If you're in open country, as you might be in the southwest part of the county, move away from the tornado if you sight it. At a path at right angles to the tornado, if there's no time to escape from the winds, lie flat in the nearest depression, such as a ditch or ravine. Again, by Jefferson County Police, a tornado sighted, Terry and Greenwood in southwest Jefferson County, just slightly west of Shively. It's moving toward the north. If you live in that area, be prepared to move to a place of safety right now. Take cover. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more information.
Okay, let's just do that one more time, where it was spotted, so that people won't, you know, panic about it. Where was it spotted?
It was sighted at Terry and Greenwood, in the southwest part of the county, okay. And it's reportedly moving directly north at this time.
All righty, it's 428. We are trying to keep you up to date on all this weather information, and we will continue to do so until the situation is entirely passed, okay? Let's see what it looks like from the air with our traffic tracker, Dick Gilbert.
Well, I'm out over Oxmoor Shopping Center now, the Waterson and Shelbyville Road, and checking out the eastern quadrant here. Flashes of lightning now and then, and there's light rain on the bubble. All of the pavements are wet. Traffic is very heavy, and it's slowed down significantly, as you might expect under these conditions. Let's see here. I don't actually physically see any tornado activity at the moment, but it does look highly suspicious down there beyond the Iroquois Park area and out in the southwest. So that appears to be the area that's affected at the moment. All in all, I know of no specific accidents and so forth. The wet pavements, strong gusty winds, I can certainly testify to those. So be extra careful, particularly on bridges and overpasses. Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
Chuck Paddock is here with a phone call. Chuck.
Okay. John Burke is on the phone, and he is about to leave the Weather Service. I understand you've got the tornado sighted there.
No, I don't see a tornado, but here comes the wind. We're hitting winds up the... Good gracious sakes alive.
How high is the wind speed at this time?
There's 50 right there. My golly, the whole thing's going. Here, I'm going. Come on.
Okay. John Burke at the National Weather Service office at the airport. Apparently the tornado activity over there at this time. We'll be checking back as soon as he can get back into that area.
What did he mean by I'm going? It sounded almost like the wind was at the Weather Bureau. Is that what he meant?
John was telling me before we got on that he was going to have to get out of there quick.
Oh, I see.
And apparently he got out of there quicker than he wanted to. We've had tornado activity over southern Louisville at this time in the airport area, and I would suggest that you take cover immediately if you're in any of the factories or in any of the areas there, and primarily at this point the tornado activity is over the airport. That's in southern Louisville, and anybody in that area should take cover at this time. John Burke at the Weather Service reported a visual sighting of it, and he has taken cover at this time. And I think it would be wise if anybody in that area would move to an interior hallway of their home. If they have no basement, go to the basement immediately. Take a radio with you if you have one. And if you're in a factory, move to the strongest part of the factory, the most strong construction. And for all purposes, stay away from windows. Here's Jeff with the safety rules.
Let me see if I got this straight before you run off, Chuck. I apparently didn't understand you, and I don't want to, you know, press the point, but I was a little confused. Was the fact that they were having difficult weather at the Weather Bureau itself?
Definitely. He said he had sighted the high winds, and that it was just a matter of a few moments before he felt there would be a tornado there, and apparently at this point there is a tornado at the airport. Perhaps Dick Gilbert could check in and tell us what he sees at this point.
Well, okay. Dick, if you're up there in Skywatch 84, what can you add? Well, apparently he might be on another frequency or something. Let me go over these rules here.
Okay, good. Maybe Dick will check back with us.
They are important. Seek inside shelter, preferably in a tornado cellar, basement, or steel-framed or reinforced concrete building of substantial construction. Stay away from windows. In homes, the corner of the basement toward the tornado, usually the southwest corner, generally offers the greatest safety. People in houses without basements will receive some protection by taking cover under furniture, such as a table against inside walls. Now, an office building, stand in an interior hallway or lower floor, preferably in the basement. In factories, on receiving a tornado warning, post a lookout. Workers should move quickly to sections of the plant offering the greatest protection. In schools, go to basement if available. If there is no basement but building is of reinforced construction, stay inside away from windows whenever possible. Go to interior hallway on the lowest floor. Avoid auditoriums and gymnasiums with large, poorly supported roofs. And finally, in open country, move away from the tornado's path at a right angle. If there is no time to escape, lie flat in the nearest depression, such as a ditch or a ravine. It's 4:40. Bob Johnson has joined us. Bob?
Jeff, the city police say that a tornado is moving across the southern part of the city. It was spotted near the fairgrounds, moving from the south, generally toward the north. They say that it has touched down near the fairgrounds and apparently damaged Freedom Hall. We don't have any more details at this time other than the fact that people in the Louisville area should take cover.
Let's see if we can contact our traffic tracker, Dick Gilbert, in Skywatch 84 for a report. Dick?
Yes.
Okay. Can you fill us in anything more on what you can see from your vantage point?
Well, it's a spectacular sight. The low clouds, very black low clouds. Let's see. At the moment, they're just about over Bowman Field out at Taylorsville Road area, and it is swirling around, and it looks like smoke underneath it. There is no real tight, definitive tornado as such. It's still turning in a large... Yes, there's one now. Starting, yes, dipping down from the bottom of the cloud, and let's see. That will be over in the Highlands, and probably along Bargetown Road and somewhere near Eastern Parkway is where I guess that one is. The power transformers have been blowing regularly in the path of this thing, big, large explosions of blue-white light that help to clock it pretty well. Now, it's clearing up very nicely behind it. As a matter of fact, just south of Standiford, it's clear. I can see all of the hills. The Iroquois Park area is just about out of it now. But it is definitely moving up toward the Crescent Hill water tank now, and I'm starting to get some strong, very strong gusts way out here on Bardstown Road near the GE plant. Well, that's the way it looks to me. Be very, very careful. Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
Jeff, Dave Reeves of the Weather Service is on the phone. Dave, you've seen something.
Yes, we've been tracking this tornado on radar, and we just witnessed it past north of Stanford Field here. It was north of the fairgrounds. To us, it appeared like it maybe went over the Executive Inn area, but I'm sure it was north of there. It was moving almost due east, and it was quite a black shaft, and you could see debris lifting up in the shaft, so anyone in eastern Jefferson County and the counties just east of Jefferson should, I would say, take cover at once if possible.
Dave, is there any indication that there is more than one tornado in the vicinity?
No. Once these echoes get right overhead on our radar, we just see one big spot, and it's quite difficult until they move out away from us, you know, say 10 miles east of us, then we start picking them up again. But we didn't have any indication there would be more than one funnel. But it's not uncommon at all to have, you know, two or three funnels.
So
we did see this one touch down, and it was quite a swirl.
All right, David, I suppose that the rules for taking cover in tornadoes then should apply, and people should definitely, if they can, move out.
Definitely. If you're in eastern Jefferson County or the counties just east of Jefferson, very definitely I would take some kind of shelter if I could find it.
All right. Thank you, Dave Reeves of the Weather Service. Jeff?
We've had these sightings, and Bob Johnson was in here with a report from the police about some of the activity that had happened out at Freedom Hall. There were some reports that there was some damage out there at the fairgrounds. We don't have much more on that story. We will. It's 4:44 on WHAS. We have suspended our normal operations here as this tornado situation develops. We have News Director Glenn Baston here, and Glenn, what have we now?
Well, we've just talked with Freedom Hall, and they're still trying to assess the damage out there, I should say, at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center, and according to an official, they really don't know what the damage is there. They do know that apparently one of the horse barns was damaged by these winds. They do not think at this time that Freedom Hall has been hurt. Let me emphasize, if I may, Jeff, that we will pass along all the information that is available from the Weather Service, from Dick Gilbert, from the police. Please do not tie up the phone lines of these agencies. If you have something to report, a specific item, please report it to the police, but don't call them or someone else to find out what's going on. Jeff?
Glenn, at this point, we have a report from City Police that the tornado is still rather strong and is moving into the St. Matthews area at this time.
Okay. Jeff has something new to add, I think.
Glenn, why don't you just come over here very informally? You can't do it on that line. I've got John Burke of the Weather Service on the line here, and we'll just make the right connections, and we'll be...
All right. Yes, John.
Now, that storm, we could watch it come right in on the airport here, Glenn. There was no funnel in it until it actually got right to the airport. Then a funnel developed right in the parking lot north of the terminal building and moved on to the east. And it's moving eastward 45 to 50 miles per hour. So this was 10 minutes ago, so that's over in the eastern part of Jefferson County now, moving on eastward. However, Glenn, we do have another big storm down south of us, headed east, and it's headed in the direction of Mount Washington, another one about the same size. And so for the next hour or so, the Mount Washington area certainly should be on the alert for developments and take all proper precautions, like we were mentioning earlier.
Okay, now this cloud, that this storm that is moving through Jefferson County, does it appear on your radar to be moving out of the heavily populated area?
Yes, it's over east of, I would say, east of Bowman Field now, and moving on eastward at about 45 to 50 miles an hour. And as I say, when it went through here, it didn't have a funnel when it came in, but the funnel developed right here in the parking lot. And then it moved on the east, or we could see it move on off to the east. And that's when I left the air before, because I was going to get out of there. I was right next to the window, and I was talking to Chuck, and I just thought it was time for me to leave.
I can't really say that I blame you. The Mount Washington storm, what does it appear right now to, does it appear to be another severe one?
Yes, another one, and on the intensity of the one we had, and it could very well contain a tornado also. So those people in that area to the south of Louisville, across through into the Mount Washington area there and on across in that direction,
from Oklahoma on across through there. Just take precautions. I would certainly advise getting down on the basement with your portable radio and stay on top of the situation.
Did these two storms that you're talking about now appear to be the major ones that are developing at the moment?
Well, at the moment, yes. We've had development and dissipation throughout the afternoon. Storms build, and then after a while, they tend to dissipate once they use up all the energy available. I would imagine this storm that just passed through here has probably reached maximum, and then approaching a dissipating stage at this time. But nevertheless, in the east of Jefferson County, it should be on the alert for the next hour or so anyhow.
What did you estimate the winds in this particular one at?
We probably had a wind measurement here. Let me check this a moment.
We got one on the ground at east.
So we're talking with John Burke, who's chief meteorologist for the Louisville National Weather Service.
Stand by just a moment, Clint.
All right.
73 knot winds here at the airport, translated into miles per hour, a little over 80.
So we could well be counting up some damage before too long.
Oh, sure, yeah. Dave Reeve just mentioned another storm at
on the ground at
Elizabethtown. And just about as strong as the one we had here. And that one's also moving east-northeast about 45 miles an hour.
All right. So right now we have three storms active, one around Elizabethtown moving to the east-northeast, another one that is moving toward Mount Washington, and one just moving out of eastern Jefferson County.
Right.
Will this one in eastern Jefferson County by chance, John, skip the river and go into southern Indiana?
The way it's headed now, it looks like it'll stay on this side of the river for a while, yet it isn't moving that much toward the northeast. I would think persons in Oldham and Trimble and Henry County, I hate to mention that term, Henry County, but nevertheless, those areas are in the path of this activity headed off to the east here.
Okay, John. Why don't we just keep this line open if we might, and if you have something to add, you can merely pick it up and we can get straight on the air.
Okay. Right. You want to just hang on here then, huh?
All right, fine. Jeff, I think Chuck Paddock just walked in with probably some additional information from the police.
Well, the only thing we have at this point from the police is that they have sighted that tornado and that it is moving, they say, in the direction at this point of the St. Matthews area, and they warn people in the St. Matthews area to take cover at this time. They say the storm, from their indications, is still as strong as it was when it passed over the airports in southern Louisville.
Dick Gilbert in Skywatch 84, can you hear us?
Yes.
There we go.
Okay. I've been talking to the newsroom, Jeff. I'm right over the fairgrounds. First of all, let's talk about traffic. This tornado touched down right here at the horse barns on the North-South Expressway, and it has turned over several cars, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I would say 8 automobiles have been blown across the road or turned over. There's an ambulance here working in the road. Traffic northbound is moving and trickling through here one at a time. Southbound, the same thing, getting way over on the shoulder. Now, the wind damage hit the roof of Freedom Hall, and it tore three big holes in the roof. Then it moved over on the eastern end of the building and ripped off about a third of the roof here. The horse barns are no more. It totally wiped out the horse barns. All of the mobile homes and trailers behind the Freedom Hall have been completely torn up. And over by the, I think it's the Twilight Drive-In here, we've had about 4 trailers completely torn apart. There is fire equipment and emergency equipment in there. Now, be very careful. On Crittenden Drive, I see more police cars and emergency equipment heading down toward the trailer park there that's just off the southwest corner. Apparently, this is where the Twister first touched down, and this really caused a problem. Avoid that north-south expressway. They can only get one or two cars through it at a time, and try and use some other route. That's the way it looks from up here. Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
This is Chuck Paddock. Can you see the storm at this time from your viewpoint?
No longer, Chuck. The only dark area I see is, let's see. I would put that out beyond Indian Hills on the river heading toward, say, Harrod's Creek at this moment. I'm looking back now the other direction, looking for this other one you mentioned at Elizabethtown, and it still looks clear down the river there past West Point. There is a gray area over toward Fort Knox. That's the way it looks now. We're in the we're in a kind of a clear area at the moment.
Okay, we'll be checking back with you in about 5 minutes, shortly after 5 o'clock.